I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care-to-be-great.
Here we go.
Go get it.
Let's go.
That's it. It's time for the unrivaled NFL Roundup. Woo! Premium grade A NFL news from a former NFL quarterback.
Lewison!
And the other guy.
On 97.5 the KSL Sports Zone.
Okay, everybody. Welcome back. It's unrivaled 97.5 the KSL Sports Zone, as the voice said. Thanks for being with us on the show. Hey, if you have not done it yet, download the KSL Sports app. That's the best way for you to be able to stream the station all day long. Hook up the old Bluetooth to the car or to those headphones and stream the station via the KSL Sports app. The old Zone app does not work anymore. You probably already found out. So tell your friends, KSL Sports app, that's how you get it. Or download the podcast wherever podcasts are found. Scott, it's our NFL Roundup.
Oh, boy.
So let's talk about this first. I was fascinated by a couple of things. I want to talk first about this Jordan Love deal in Green Bay.
Okay.
Now it's interesting. I'm nervous about this whole thing with Aaron Rodgers. Everybody, just like yesterday, Robert Saleh going, yeah. I mean, what's his name? Zach Wilson. He's our for sure number two. I mean,
sure.
he's awesome. He's going to be a great backup quarterback. Like, it just didn't make sense that they were, like, pumping him up as a backup. You don't pump a guy up. He's going to be a great backup quarterback. And that implies, obviously, that this Aaron Rodgers deal is going to get done, but it hasn't been done yet. And then Matt LaFleur is telling everybody, hey, listen, Jordan Love is not going to be Aaron Rodgers 2.0. You know, a la Baker Mayfield going, I'm not going to be Tom Brady. Well, number one, we know that. But what should the expectations be for a guy like Jordan Love who has sat behind –
Well, there's a couple things.
I mean, everybody looks at it and goes, same situation Aaron Rodgers was in with Brett Favre, so why can't we get the same results?
Well, here's the challenge, because every situation's unique, right? The Kansas City Chiefs just automatically, absolutely knew that
Mahomes
was the guy, right? So they let go of
Alex
Smith. Thank you for the names, by the way.
We should hit that NFL head thing going on here.
but they were confident in that, right? But then you look at Aaron Rodgers, who's had a phenomenal career. Patrick Mahomes have had phenomenal careers.
Right.
When and how they started, completely different. You would have – but there was one difference. Neither one of them started their rookie year. And I think that was a bit of a challenge, for Zach Wilson. And you wonder, have you damaged the guy forever? Now, on the other side of it, when you have Jordan Love.
Sure.
He's played before, right? And you go.
Yeah, kind of.
And you haven't got the warm fuzzies by him playing. You haven't got, you know, nobody said, oh, boy.
Well, no one's excited when your guy gets hurt, when a halting quarterback gets hurt.
Here's the difference, okay? Well, no. Sometimes they are, because some guys come in and just light it up. And people go, hey, we got a guy here. We got someone who can really make this happen. No one knows about Jordan Love. When I learned how to fly an airplane, I was in the airplane and I had an instructor sitting right next to me. Mm-hmm. And I never worried because he was sitting right next to me. He was the experienced guy. And I found out that I had to fly in the airplane solo. Right? So the experienced guy got out, right? And everything changed for me. And that's kind of what you have to wonder about Jordan Love. When Aaron Rodgers is out of the way, because Aaron Rodgers is a figure, right? He's a guy. He has a presence. His presence has an influence on everybody with the Green Bay Packers. Mm-hmm. Aaron Rodgers completely moved. You might see a completely different player in Jordan Love. It's like, now I get to be me. I'm not this placeholder. I'm not expected to come in and look like Aaron Rodgers. I can become my own player. Some people will flourish in that environment, and some people might not. If your coach isn't, like, got the warm and fuzzies about you, it's like, because he's, you know, Matt LaFleur is kind of like, you know, we need to temper expectations here. That makes you a little bit nervous that maybe they don't feel like he's the guy long term.
Well, and I just think
if
that they
the
have
Packers
to do like
are really
do...
smart, Alex, they tank this year.
Huh?
They tank and they get Caleb Williams in the draft
next
year.
Could you imagine Caleb Williams in a Packer uniform?
And it's a possibility. I mean, I don't know how good the Packers are going to
well,
be.
Well, okay, so 3 years in the league. This was his – he just finished his third year, Jordan Love. Career stats. You ready for this? 83 passing attempts. He completed 50 of them. So 50 for 83, 60% completion percentage, 600 yards, 3 touchdowns, 3 picks.
Yeah.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are. And this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a guy who – those are the numbers you expect from a person who sits behind Aaron Rodgers. And,
so none of that means anything to me.
So what means the most then? So what?
Nothing at this point.
You just go – the only thing that matters now is this is your first year as
a quarterback. How does this guy go into a training camp, go into a season, and just go, you're the guy moving forward indefinitely?
Okay.
And how – and I think it's different. I think it's different when you don't have your instructor looking over your shoulder. Because you have to – you take off on the ground, guess what? You got to land the plane on your own. There's no one there to do it for you, so you better figure it out.
So Ron Rivera says the Commanders are confident in their quarterback, Sam Howell, out of North Carolina.
Don't believe anything a defensive-minded coach does.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
So this is like a lie detector test right here?
Every defensive coach, I don't trust any of them in their evaluation of a quarterback.
Well,
None of them.
Well, I think that he's – his evaluation or not – him saying that they're not interested in pursuing Lamar Jackson is probably true, right?
Well, I mean, here's the problem with Lamar Jackson.
Why wouldn't you want to have Lamar Jackson over a guy who really never had play?
Okay, it's really simple. He has a special franchise tag, right? And that comes with special compensation. So the Ravens are going to get multiple first-round draft choices. And
really? That's the compensation you got to give?
Yeah. For it's like, okay, you want a special franchise tag? We're gonna get a Herschel Walker deal for you.
Okay.
Now there may be some guys you go, you know what, that's worth it. You know, if you get a quarterback, that might be worth it. But here's the problem. Now you get him, you're Washington, you get him, you've just spent $6 million to buy a team. Now you gotta fully guarantee a dude.
$6 billion, right? You said billion, didn't you?
Yeah, $6 billion to buy the team, right? Because
that's
what they're asking about, yeah. And there's probably going to happen. But you have Lamar Jackson now, who's his own agent. Go, okay, fine. You traded for me. Now you got to sign me to. Otherwise, I'm a free agent again. So we got to work out a contract. No team's going to give up the ranch for draft picks, and no team's going to guarantee him $250 million. Nobody's going to do that. Nobody's going to do that. Nobody's going to do that. So Lamar, it's as if Lamar Jackson, now if he kind of reduces his contract demands, but why would you go to the Washington Commandos? You'd want to get everything you possibly could out of them.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe a new ownership group is different. I don't know.
So have you seen? I mean,
so
I,
it's he's in an impossible.
Yeah,
everyone's in an impossible situation with him. Everyone is.
Hey, let this be a lesson to you out there, kids. Get an agent. This could have all been mitigated by getting an agent probably a couple years ago.
Well, it's if you don't want to be in Baltimore, then you have to be willing to have some concessions on your contract demands. And if you want to be in Baltimore, you have to have some concessions on it. And all he's saying is, Deshaun Watson, who I know I'm better than, I've proven more in the NFL that I'm better than, I want his deal.
Well, the guaranteed money is another question. And I thought this was hilarious. This is chalk this one up to your Captain Obvious or your does a bear poop in the woods metaphors. Colts owner Jim Irsay says he doesn't want fully guaranteed deals. No crap, dude. Like, you guys don't want it. The owners don't want it. The owners don't want guaranteed deals creeping into the NFL. And we've already kind of broken that seal, right? Although, I don't know. What's been interesting is that it was the wrong guy to break that seal on the guaranteed contracts, because if it was somebody who was a guaranteed, like, if it was somebody who didn't have baggage attached to him,
right,
who didn't have any issues, then it would be a lot easier to make that negotiation happen. But $230 million, and if it was a different organization besides the Browns, we would also go, so you have two things going on. That's a dumb move for that player, and that's a dumb franchise. We already know those things.
Think about the NFL in maybe the last, I'll just say 15 years. Tell me a quarterback who's an elite quarterback who's played in the last 15 years who's had a career-ending injury. Who has it been? Maybe Alex Smith?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like one guy out of, I mean, there's 32 teams over 15 years.
And even then, he kind of came back still.
And he still came back.
Right.
But then there's maybe Teddy Bridgewater, who maybe he might have been. Who knows if he would have been an elite guy or not? I mean, and Alex Smith is not an elite superstar. I mean, he had a really good career, but I'm talking about so the way the league has changed. Why not guarantee a quarterback? The odds of a quarterback actually having a permanent injury are not that high. They're just not.
So it's a pretty good solid deal. It's actually a solid deal to get somebody
signed up.
Wide
receivers
the
same way. I mean, there may be more challenge for a wide receiver
than it would be for a quarterback.
Than for a quarterback because you're running and cutting more and you know. They just don't touch quarterbacks anymore.
Speaking of quarterbacks, can you trade Lance? Like, what's his deal? I mean, Brock Purdy's going to be the guy there. And then we're never going to hear from Trey Lance again. He might get traded.
No, Trey Lance will end up being the future Geno Smith.
Ah,
maybe he goes
comeback
somewhere.
Player of the year in 7 years. Let me bring this up before we get out to our final story here in the NFL Roundup. So this is wild because the NFL, when I was growing up, like, they stayed so far away from betting. It was crazy. And when you played, it was like, you can't even mention the word gambling. You can't even mention the word, line on a game.
You can't even mention the word, I don't feel 100% this week.
Right.
You don't talk to anyone about anyone on your team.
Yeah.
Nothing.
So the NFL has embraced betting, right? Online stuff and in Vegas and everything. And
that's why all these teams are worth billions of dollars.
So the NFL is taking a cut. But now they're going to allow in-stadium sports books to operate. This is, like, in the States, it's legal. You're going to have sports books inside the stadium. It's like a horse track. It's like they're going up there making your prop bets at halftime, dude.
Well, we shouldn't be surprised by this, but there's applications out there that we know of that would actually, one, you could bet maybe before the game. You could maybe bet at halftime, maybe at a quarter. You could, through the app, you could bet every single play.
Yeah, you could already bet in the stadium on your phone.
You could sit there and bet every single play.
There are guys that are just going to buy a ticket to go to the stadium, and then they'll sit at the sports book in the stadium and make bets. You know, there's some degenerates like Jeremy out there.
Why not? Why
stay
not
in the stadium?
No, but why not send a? Why not? You could buy a social membership to a stadium instead of a ticket to a game.
Right,
you
go straight to
club,
the sports book,
and you're allowed in the club. You're not allowed in the stadium.
Scott,
you just
come
go
on.
Sit there. You think about the revenue, and it's $50.
Oh yeah, $80 to get into the game. And And plus all the bet, and then you get a $10 voucher for your first bet of the day or whatever. My heavens. We've got this figured out. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. We have our two-minute drill when we return. So stay with us, 97.5 The KSL Sports Zone.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.